Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show and week 31 of A Year of Self-Love Journal. This week's mantra is, I am grateful for every blessing in my life, big or small. And again, these short little sentences pack a big punch because honestly, in the midst of all that's happening in the world, it's sometimes hard to be grateful for what is happening in our lives. It's hard to find things, even if we're in the practice of gratitude. And sometimes it's hard to see the small things. And sometimes we feel guilty for articulating the big things that we're grateful for because we're like, oh, there's this happening in the world or there's others struggling with this. And here I am grateful for the security of my home, of my neighborhood, of not being targeted. And it brings up and reminds us of what others are navigating and the oppression and persecution that's happening throughout the country and the world. And so this piece around big and small is important. And I think that it's important to remember that gratitude begets gratitude. And so if we can get in the practice of seeing the little things, that can help us see more little things and more little things. And I know for me, some of what has helped me be willing to kind of be able to articulate what I appreciate has been staying in touch with, and this might sound like a paradox, in touch with the pain and the struggle and the like resilience that people in different positions are experiencing. So whether we're talking about trans folks or folks who are experiencing genocide in multiple places in the world, it's really a time where I'm understanding that there are people who I am surprised have the energy and a shred of faith in the world, and yet they will express gratitude. And so that doesn't mean that we should be complacent about what folks are experiencing, but it does mean that even in the midst of struggle, we can still be grateful. And so if people can experience that, I can also be willing to practice gratitude and practice articulating what I'm grateful for. And so this week, ask us to think about, you know, what do we appreciate most or who or what do we take for granted? And so that, again, thinking about the world stage and what other groups of persecuted folks are experiencing, it makes me realize what I take for granted, whether it's freedom of movement or safety or security. Those are things that some of us don't have to think about every day, and yet they are important. And I'm grateful for them. And it's worth articulating that. I think about, for me, I didn't really think about my U.S. citizenship as something that was a privilege or something that I was necessarily grateful for as I was growing up, coming of age, until I lived in another country. And I quickly learned the power of my U.S. passport and the fact that it got me in shorter lines and it got me more respect. And I watched people who were treated with disrespect, treated with suspicion, treated poorly, because they didn't have that passport. And there were times where actually I was treated poorly because people made assumptions based on skin color. And then when I showed the passport, their whole demeanor changed and my whole interaction changed. And so those experiences helped me realize in a way I hadn't before that I'm grateful for that citizenship. Now, there are different times in my life where given what was happening in our country, I was embarrassed by the citizenship and what was happening in my country. And when I traveled, the questions that people would ask about what was happening in America, our foreign policy. But overall, it is a privilege that has afforded me freedom of movement. So I just share that to say that it can be a both and, that we can be grateful for something and also know that there are ways in which it might be problematic. There are ways in which we need to be thoughtful and question and be mindful of how others might be experiencing oppression because they don't have what we have. But that should not keep us from being grateful. Our gratitude does not need to make us complacent or complicit that we can sometimes recognize that gratitude and it can spur us into action. So just to say, depending on when you're watching this, I'm recording it in the past. And so I don't know all that's happening in the world, but I will say a lot is happening. And so I want you to practice being grateful for the big and the small and not feeling like you can't be grateful for big wins just because of the state of the world or the state of your community. And also practice looking for those small moments, right? Practice looking for those moments when things go just right and flow in a way that's useful rather than causing friction, right? So it could be as small as finding a parking spot that lets you get to your meeting on time rather than a few minutes late. It could be as small as you come home and your pet is happy to see you, or you see a friend or a partner or a loved one and you get a warm hug. Those are things that money can't buy that matter and that we should slow down and really feel and rest in the gratitude for them and appreciate them, like soak them in, be in the moment, be in the present moment and feel that hug, be in the present moment and look at the sparkle in your pet's eyes when you come in the door and the wag of their tail, if they're a pet that wags their tail, or they're, you know, coming to you and rubbing up against you. I don't have pets right now, but I remember when I had cats, my cat, people would say my cat acted like a dog because when I would come home, my cat would run to me and like give a little meow, like I'm happy, like, hey, you're home. And it was precious. Like I looked forward to coming home and seeing the little pitter patter of feet come towards me. And that love was something that, you know, we had fostered over time from when they were a kitten and probably fostered because I talked to them like children and we interacted and there was a lot of connection. But I was grateful for that. I was grateful for that. And I now think about, you know, did I slow down every time I came into the door to see that? No. And so as I get older, I think about those small moments and that those matter. So can you practice being grateful for those small moments as well? And then, you know, we're thinking about the self-love journey. Think about yourself. Like, what about yourself are you grateful for? What do you appreciate about yourself? And, you know, something came up for me in thinking about this with some travel that I had been doing. And I traveled with two different people in two different countries who I had never traveled with before. And so that can be kind of risky. Like, I've never traveled with these people. I don't quite know what it's going to be like. You know, like when you travel with someone that's a known entity, you kind of know what it's going to be like, what the rhythm's going to be like. You know what you have in common and what you don't. Like, you know, with some people I know, I'm going to be up in the morning and have gone to work out. And when I come back, they'll be ready to start the day. So I was like, I don't know. Are these people early people? Like where are we going to connect? How are we going to fit in with each other to make this trip work? All that to say, both trips, somewhere in the end of our time together, people mentioned separately, you know what? You're so easygoing. You're so go with the flow. And it was a moment where I had to kind of slow down because that's not something I'm always told. Sometimes I'm told I'm a taskmaster or I'm trying to like do too much or fit a lot of things in. And both of these people experienced me as flexible, able to go with the flow, like things would go wrong. And it's like, well, here we are. Like, I'm not one, and maybe this is like the travel me versus home me, but I'm not one to like get upset. So if, for example, the car breaks down, I'd never had a rental car break down before. Rather than get upset that this is happening, it's like, all right, how do we execute? What do we do? At least we have power, the battery works, we have each other, we can do car karaoke while we wait. And it's just like, let's go with the flow. Like, I have no desire to add to the angst of a moment by having my emotions fill that space with more complication, if that makes sense. So me being annoyed, like, would I have chosen that? No, but it's happening. And so me being mad that it's happening, angry and upset at the person, or like spending the time that we have crabby felt like a waste. Felt like a waste. And so it's like, why even do that? So I'm going to choose something different. And the other trip, there was no like major issue, but it was more like we were just able to flow. Like, hey, I'm thinking about this. You're thinking about that. Okay, I'm going to go this way and do this. I'll meet up with you later. And there was no stress about like, oh, I need to go do this with you, or trying to like pull each other in a particular way. We just let each other be. And then we were in communication and kind of trusted that we would come together when we needed to, and we would go do our own things when we wanted to. And so I'm sharing that to say that is something that I appreciate about myself, that I'm able to adapt. What I've noticed is I have to make sure that my adaptation isn't for other people, that I'm still doing what like I want and in touch with what I want. But I appreciate that I am easygoing enough and flexible enough that I could have those trips with two people I'd never traveled with. You can kind of have a hunch if it's going to work or not, but that it went well. And so I appreciate that about myself. And the other thing I was thinking about in terms of, you know, me and being grateful for me is I'm grateful that I think ahead enough to have options. So I'm working on this part that I don't stress too much, but I do think about and plan ahead. And doing that allows me to when things go wrong, time to adjust and adapt and pivot and space to do that. Whereas if I wasn't forward thinking and doing some planning, there wouldn't be time. And that I think would add to stress and all the other stuff that makes last minute changes tough. But because I often, like whether it's getting a slide deck done just a couple days before, in the ideal world, I'd have it done a week before, but just a couple days gives me time to sleep on it, think about it, maybe share it with someone. And so I appreciate that about myself. It sometimes feels like self-imposed stress to get things done before there's an actual deadline, but it helps me manage my workload. So what do you appreciate about yourself? And there's a couple exercises this week that invite you into reflecting on that. One of them is a gratitude breathing exercise. And so spending time being in the present moment, being mindful. Now remember, when you do these mindfulness exercises, these breathing kind of meditation moments, your mind doesn't have to be blank. That is a false thing about meditation or being mindful, that your mind is blank. It's simply about being in the moment and being with what is and accepting what is and not judging it. And so engage in just some deep breaths and notice what's going on, how are you feeling, and then think about breathing in gratitude and exhaling kind of calm and relaxed feelings so that you can notice, okay, what am I feeling in my body? What do I appreciate or am I grateful for in terms of my body? Its ability to breathe, its ability to move, its ability to get me up in the morning and do what I need to do. And then like let that flow. What else are you grateful for in this day, in this week, in this month, in this year, in this moment in your life, at work, with family, with friends, and just spend a few moments letting the gratitude flow. And you might be surprised what comes up and how you are able to just reflect what you're grateful for. And if like meditation and mindfulness feels too far from you, there's also the exercise of just doing like a written gratitude blast of just writing down free thoughts, free form thoughts, no judgment, just write down things that you're grateful for. Set a timer for like 5 minutes and just write. Like, don't pick up the pen, just write. What are you grateful for? Big, medium, small, just write and reflect after you're done with your 5 minutes. And so I leave that for you for this week. I'm curious, please share with me in the comments what you're grateful for. What big or small in your life are you noticing and are you expressing and practicing expressing gratitude for? You can find me across all socials, Dr. Kira Banks. Thanks for joining me. We'll see you next time.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.